Oh, starting again here. Hold on a second. Okay, there we go. All right, so we're going to start off by doing a bit of dowsing. A lot of you have asked for clarity. A lot of you have asked for direction. So what we're going to do is we're going to look at any of negative energies that are around you, and we're going to get rid of them. So if you're not into this, go away, come back in 5 minutes. If you are into it, join in. If you aren't sure about it, then just mentally ask that you not be involved. So what we're doing, it's similar to Tongren in the sense that we're going to be just moving energy. We're going to be setting intention. We're going to be moving energy. So exactly what we're doing with Tongren, but this is dowsing. I'm going to use a pendulum, and this is actually my fave red pendulum. Just the style, I like it because, well, never mind why I like it, but I like it because it's kind of pointy, got a bit of weight to it, and it works. Now, just remember, like the Tongren doll, this pendulum has no power, it's just a focal point. It's kind of just like the gauge on the car when you look up and do you have gas or do you not have gas. It's just an indicator more than anything else, like the doll, a focal point. All right, so we're looking at negative energies, and we're looking at energies that are in our way, that are blocking us, that are stopping us. So what actually are they? And this is up to you to decide what they are for you. You may think that they are angelic help. You may think that they're your spirit guides. You may think that they're universal energy. So whatever you think they are, that's what you're going to be working with. So we're going to start off by connecting or disconnecting your senders and your receivers. Actually, your receivers are what I'm more concerned about right now, but senders as well. So it's like a radio station. You got to make sure everything's all kind of cleaned up and the wires are working. And so let's just start off by cleaning off whatever sensors you have, your incoming and your outgoing, so your input and your output. We're going to just mentally, well, we'll just mentally tap them. So just going to mentally tap your sensors and just make sure that all the dust is out. Make sure that there's nothing clogging them up. Making sure they're at the right frequency. Making sure they're pointed in the right direction, that they're on the right frequency or radio wavelength. And there we go. Okay, so we've got your sending and receiving appropriately. Okay, so we're going to do it in several steps. And the first thing we're going to do is we're going to ask that any negative energies that are around you or in your field or impacting your health or whatever, we're going to ask that they be either removed or adjusted. So we could be working with spirit guides, we could be working with just earth energies or angels or whatever. You just sub in whatever you want. Okay. And then after that, we're going to balance them, and then we're going to raise the vibration of the same thing. Okay, so it's pretty simple. So we're going to start off, and I need to be vague, but I need to be specific, if that makes sense, because it's we're not looking at religion here. We're not looking at beliefs. We're looking at just pure energy, and we may see it as spirit guides. We may see it as relatives that have passed on that are helping us. We may see it as just how things are coming into alignment. The Tao. We might be just seeing it as the Tao. So whatever works for you. Okay, so starting off, we're going to ask for all of this group that's connected to this call, and those who you've brought in. We're going to ask that any energies, any negative energies that are impacting your spiritual growth, your life path, your desires, your physical body, Your mental body, so in other words, that would also include any gaslighting that's going on in your work or in your life. We're going to ask that these energies be removed. We're going to ask that they all be removed. And let me see, I'm going to be in a swing here. Okay, right now we're removing negative energy in your field, in your body. Oh, still going here. Where you live, where you spend time, that would be your car. If you're going to work now, it'd be your work. Wherever you're spending your time, we're asking all these energies be removed. And this is a big shift. Still going. Okay, shift points just about done. And we're looking good. Okay, now next step is when something's removed, there's a void, and it's not usually light, it's not quite how it is, but close enough. So it's a space, and we don't want to leave anything empty. So we're going to ask that anything that has been removed and has left a void, we're going to ask that it be replaced with positive energies. Energies that are beneficial and that will work with us. Just relax, let it happen. He filled up faster than he emptied. Okay, so next of all, we're going to ask that all of these energies that are supporting us in our life, in this physical body, in this lifetime, we're going to ask that all of these energies be balanced with each other. In other words, we're tuning things up here. Okay, next step is we've balanced all these energies with each other, and we're going to raise the vibration of all of it. So we're going to ask that the vibration be raised to its optimum level for each one of us. Okay, we're almost done here. And there we go. Okay, so now that we've done it, so basically we cleaned house, we brought in better furniture or brought in what was more conducive to us, and we balanced everything with what was there, and then we raised the vibration. In other words, we put in more color, raised the vibration. So is there anything else at this point we need to do? Okay, is there any voids I need to have filled? Is there any Anything I'm missing at this point in time with what our original intent is? Okay, we're good. There we go. So you may feel something. You may feel nothing. You may feel exhausted. Just go with what you got. You may feel, oh boy. Your head may feel clearer. So whatever it is, that's what it is. So hopefully we shifted some really good energy. Actually, it feels good from right here. On the 27th, I'm going to have to copy because it looks like we've got a lot going on here. I'm just going to make sure I copy this, so because what happens is it disappears on me, and I don't like it, but it does. Somebody will type something, and it'll disappear, and then I've got to turn around, and what did I do? Hang on. Trying to cut and paste here. Right, just make sure I don't lose you, that's all. Okay, so just breathe. If you feel a little bit agitated, the Tongren will help straighten it out. And again, that was all dowsing. Total dowsing. Okay, we're starting off with Matt here, so we're looking at ALS. And we're starting with a new doll. Okay, make sure I got the right one. Yeah, this poor little one needs some glue. Okay, so starting off with you, Matt, so just relax. We're starting off with just open the field for everyone. Again, we're on Matt right now. So I just want to mention again, thanks to Clay Collins, these webcasts are on podcasts now, so you can put them on your phone. There's all sorts of different ways. Amazon, I don't think Google Play is going anymore, but anyway, all these different platforms, and you're getting audio only. So that's you can put it on. You can have it on your phone. Put it through your car, you know, so there's a lot of different options for you if you can't get on these calls. There's more options to come in and replay. So the site to go to is https dot dot, you know, the double dots, /, podcast, Tongren podcast. com, and you can check that out, and you can get access to more tapping. Okay, so we're still on ALS. Most of these points are the head point or the neck. the lower neck. Okay, you're looking at the breath now. So I'm going to innervate the phrenic nerve. Take a little visit down to the diaphragm. Follow the pathway of the phrenic nerve. Looking at the lungs now. Okay, down to the gut. Okay, bacteria's off slightly. I don't know why it's off. Okay, so we'll just do some intention setting here, that the tapping away, that the bacteria, the fauna of the digestive system, it goes, or the gut optimizes to normal. Okay, there you go, Matt. On to Dolly. We're adding to the collective. And who is not with us but is in the collective? So we've got Anne now. Uncontrollable health anxiety and worry. Okay, so we did some shifting there, and these energies that are around, do a whole couple of hours yippity yap on them, but some of them you don't even know what they are. Sometimes you'll walk into a room or you'll walk into a store and you'll go, this doesn't feel good, so you need to, that's why you need to listen to your body, and you need to listen what you expose yourself to. This little guy's got a pointy ear. I don't know if you can see it. How funny is that? It's a little pointy ear. Okay, health, anxiety, and worry. And we'll do the angel points. So one of the things with worry is you're giving your power away. And so we've kind of cleared you in the sense of we pulled the draining, anything that was draining, and we've taken off or sent it away and brought in better ones, brought in better energies for you. But this is where you got to kind of go in and you figure it out for yourself. What can you do to stop this? What can you do to stop this aggravation that's just stressing you out so much? And it means pulling into your own field, depending where you are. In your path of consciousness, you need to kind of figure out what works for you. Yeah, it's gonna, you're blocked at T, and it's gonna run down your spine here. Yeah, you've got a couple of blockages. T1 is one of them. Oh, the letters on this doll are really clear. It's like I've just made a new friend. When to stop eating red meats before a cult test. Oh, interesting. Balancing right and left brain. Not sure if you're asking me, Anne, when to stop. Just douse it. And if I douse and it concerns you, then just check it yourself. You know, don't go by me 100%. Need to make sure it feels right for you. So over a week, 2 weeks, 2 weeks. About 2 to 3 weeks, I'm getting more on the 3 week side, not a month. So I don't know if that's really your question. Okay, balancing out. So one way you can sort of help the anxiety over health is start thinking, I'm feeling better. Or if you're having one of those, you know, crappy days, go, well, you know, I don't feel great today, but, you know, I have felt better, or I can feel better. So you want to put a little bit of hope in there. Okay, so we're on to Andrea now. Hi, Andrea. Okay, so we're looking at the seizures to start off with. And then we'll also do the hormones. We like doing the hormones. That's not the one. Okay, are you ready, Andrea? Okay, so we're going to start off with the seizures. Actually, Andrea, I'm going to just take more blood to the brain to start off with. For the seizures. Okay, moving on to the hormones. Tongue red itches going on. Okay, still working the hormone system. So for those of you who are Luddites in terms of computer operations, You might want to get one of your kids or one of your grandchildren to set you up if you want more Tong Ren when you're getting dinner ready, or when you're kind of just lying down before bed. If you want to listen to the replays on podcast, get one of your kids to set you up, and you'll find it's easy peasy once you've got it all going. So, okay, there's the hormones now. Oh, wait a minute. Let's give the adrenals a little bit more of a whap. There you go. Did I get everything for you, Andrew? I just want to have a look here. Okay, so we're looking at the urinary tract as well. And there you go, Andrea. I talk about Kegel exercises to help the bladder. So again, you don't have to, you don't have to be doing the, oh, just the tightening and the loosening and the tightening and the loosening. Just take those little bathroom muscles and start writing with them. You'll be talking to someone and then just write, "Hello." With your bathroom muscles. Just a nice script, or you can write it in print if you want. But just use your bathroom muscles and pretend you're writing with them. It'll be a good way to, an easy way to get some more muscle tone down there. Okay, so there we go. Okay, so we're going to Marilyn now. Hey, Marilyn. So we're looking at digestion, so let's do the whole digestion run here. We were talking on the practitioner site about zenning out, and apparently I'm not the only one having that problem. So one of the other practitioners says, she says, "I've got notes." So I think we'll do that. So what happens is you start tapping, and you kind of, it's like your brain just zens out. And that's probably happening to you guys too. So again, we're on digestion here. Okay, so we're going to start off at the top with just where you stick it in your mouth. Get all those juices flowing. Tighten all those muscles there for chewing. Okay, so we're looking at the processing part here. The breakdown of the food. The stomach here, and the processing fats. That's the digestion there. Onto the absorption. So we're taking all the good stuff in. Oh, there's a puppy below me. Hi, Emma. She got there. Okay, onto the small intestine. Absorbing all the delicious nutrients. Okay, so same thing. We're looking at the pH factor, Marilyn. So we're just gonna see if is it out much. Okay, no, it's 1 point and two. It's out about 2 points. I have no idea what that yardstick is I'm using. Okay, so just optimize the. Optimizing that whole area. Optimizing optimizing pH factor. Large intestine. Taking in all the liquids. Oh, I wiggled and she moved. As long as I'm not hitting her. Come around the intestines here. And give the spleen a little tap. Okay. Let's look at the enzymes. Pretty cool how complicated our bodies are and how all this works. Okay, there you go. And Marilyn's going to do the run down the front, so just kind of tap the whole digestive system coming down the esophagus from the mouth to stomach. And there we go. And coming around. Okay. I think, did we get everything with you? Oh, that's good. It helped, did it? Good for good. Okay, just give me a second. You need a couple of tweaks here. Okay, I'm just going to just a couple little blockages. We'll just give him a little shimmy and a shake here. Okay, there you go. So balancing you and Andrea out. Okay, and we're on to Dawn now. So we're a little bit of traveling. We're going out west here. So, okay, working on the heart. Beautiful heart energy here. It's kind of, can you feel it? It's just, it's just flooding out. It's beautiful. If you could bottle some of this energy, you'd be loaded. It'd go off the shelves like whatever, hotcakes or whatever. Or oh, that expression comes like hotcakes. Okay, there we go. Okay, so I'm just going to do Dawn's emotions as well. We're just aligning if we're just doing his emotions. At the same time, I want to do the angel points with him as well, just to line up his spiritual side with his reality, earth reality side. Okay, balancing Dawn out. Okay, there you go, Marilyn. Let me know how he's doing. Okay, there we go. Right, so we're on to Elaine. Hey, Elaine, so we're heading east now. I love the way we jump around. We're all over the place. Bowel function, balance hormones, brain circulation. Okay, Isaac's got a sore right shoulder, and Mum has got the macular degeneration. Okay, so let's just start off with you. And we've done bowels. We've done. So let's just roll it again. I remember usually if I've done it once for the group, when I come to you and if you ask the same thing, it's like, whoo-hoo, it's already open. That's what we're doing. We're just rolling energy and opening up blockages. bowel function, done the hormones. I'm just going to roll it real quick again. Rolling the hormones. Bowel function, did hormones. Okay, brain. Okay, brain function. So there you go, Elaine. There's a blockage there, another one I want to get rid of. Okay, did we get it? Yeah, we're good. All right, so we're on to Isaac for shoulder. Onto the macular degeneration for your mom. Energy to the eyes. The eyes have it. Okay, let's bring it up the neck, up the spine. So we're going to roll it into the eyes, right behind there. I've told this story, but true story. A client I had, he didn't want to lose his driving license, so he had the macular degeneration. So we did the Tongren, and his eyes were getting better and better and better. And then he fired me. Why did he fire me? Well, he was going for his driver's test, so he had the opportunity. The eye doctor give him glasses, right? So of course he can't really have me do any more work because he's got the glasses for this point in time where his eyes are at, right? And then he went and got his license. So that's why it's so funny. I got fired. All he really wanted to do was keep his license. So because otherwise, how is he going to get to the bank? How is he going to get to the grocery store? Tongren, the block, it really helps opening up these blockages that you've got. Okay, so there we go. We've got the eyes. And now onto your dad for his lungs. Starting off with the lung point on the back of the back on the spine. I was gonna say on the back of the spine. Okay, tapping the lungs. Okay, I'm just gonna come from the bottom. Tap at the cystic fibrosis pat. If you got a cold or something, you're kind of clogged up, it's a good idea to get one of your family members, if you can, to kind of lie on the couch so you're kind of down a bit, so your head is lower, and get them to kind of cup their hands and whap your back, like whap where the lungs are, and you'll find you can get a lot of crap out of them that way. That's a good home care thing. Kids can do it. And get your little ones to do it. Could you just whack mommy's back? And then you'll find you cough up some stuff. Okay, there you go for your dad. So I think let's just make sure we got everybody. No, we didn't get everything. What did we miss? You. Okay, so where is it? Head. Neck. All right, sorry, Lane, we missed a point on your neck. There you go. That got it. It was one of the stomach points, the one that comes out, stomach 12, right? Left side. The left stomach 12 was still blocked. Okay, there we go. Okay, so we've got Tonya next, or Tanya. Hi there. I'm gonna go back and know you're my last. I'm gonna go back and make sure I don't lose anybody again. This is kind of a. Where are we now? I don't see you here. There you are. Okay. So just getting the ones that came in since 12:12. Four, three more days to Halloween, eh? Getting close. All right, so we're okay, so we got Elaine, so we're on to Tanya now. Tanya. Okay, we're doing weight loss. Tapping brown fat. Allergies. And tap your emotional points as well. You feel like you kind of got a catch in your breath. It's not physical, it's emotional. When you're breathing, it's kind of like you're breathing. You got a little catch in there, so. I'm just going to work the calming points just to get that breath a little more flowy. Need a new hammer too, so it's unscrewing itself. Funny part is I know it does it. I put it down and then I just forget about it, right? You ever do that? I forget about it until I go to use it again. I'm like, oh damn. Why didn't I do something? Why didn't I change it? I just put some glue in it, and that would sort it out too. Okay, there we go. So, and we're gonna balance out now. Okay, so there you go, Tanya. So hopefully that helped. Okay, these are just quickie treatments. Okay, so we got Tina here and Batman and Aaliyah. So let's just do those guys first for all three of you. So we're doing calming points again. Aaliyah seems fine. Batman seems like he's a little pissed. Not pissed, but he's a little kind of edgy. But he's kind of bad. He's kind of hiding out. Not hiding out, but he's kind of against the wall, if you know what I mean. He's backed up behind a couch or something. Feels like he's put himself out of the way of everybody. I just remember I'm only reading energy, and I don't know, it's just seeing what the field is saying, talking to your bodies. Okay, I'll just tell old Batman to go have a little nap. Naps are incredibly healing. Okay, there we go. So on to you, Tina. I've got the eyes. Left eye and mouth lumps from Lyme, side effects from herbs. Okay, here we go. So again, we're going to work the autoimmune. Your T1 C7 is tight. Look at that, was open. Coming down. Yeah, let's just do your whole spine. A couple other blocks, pointers. Two, three. Okay, that's open. T1 is a little bit stubborn, but that's all right. We got her, so it's kind of moving a bit, so that's fine. Nine's a little ticky. There you go. 10. Good. Okay, now we're on to the lower back. 5's a little, that's a little tender there. Just 5's a little tender. Okay, lower end. And then down to the S points. 5. Okay, there you go. Okay, eyes. Again, bringing energy into the eyes. Focus is the left one. I'm just talking to focus. Okay, again, coming up the neck, and we'll do right and left, and tap the eye itself. Hello, eye. There we go. I'll do the right one as well. Don't want it to feel left out. And back to the left. Look at the mouth here. So again, we're coming up the neck, just bringing energy into that whole mouth area. Just remember, I've got the easy job here. I got the easy one. Well, I guess you do too. So you just need to relax, let the blockage just be open up. And let your body heal itself. So you're really doing, your body's doing all the heavy lifting, and we're just opening blockages. And if you can, you are allowing it to happen. Okay. And there we go. Okay, so we got you going there, Tina. Balancing all three of you out. I don't usually balance kitties and cats and people, but this feels like it's okay to do it. Okay, who's next here? So we got Karen next. Hey, Karen. Karen's an old Tongren participant. She's been around a while. Okay, cervical dystonia, scoliosis, constipation, hernia disc, rash, blah. Okay, here we go. All right. So starting off with the dystonia. Hey, hey, hey. That's too loud. Far too loud. That's good. Inside voices. Good girl. To the dystonia. Okay, rolling into the scoliosis now. It's coming down the spine and checking for blockages. So that dystonia, the neck is tight on the spine. Ah, inside voices. Good girl. Inside voices. Okay, the scoliosis. Jiggly point for scoliosis. And that front point. Okay, front point, front point. Okay, constipation. My points Tom uses, hang on. I've just been using L is 25. Okay, that makes sense. Okay, so we're gonna just use the the lazy bum points. Okay, on the stomach meridian. Down lower. ST25 is blocked, Karen. Park there right now, a little bit of a push. Move along, move along. Like we're herding cattle here. Just moving them along the chute. Okay, here we go. Tongue in, tongue in, tongue in. Okay, and out the back door. All right, there you go, Karen. So hopefully that helped. And onto your mom, the discs. L4 and 5, so let's just bring energy down to the gut area to start off with. Go low. And go low, go low. Go down into the where the disc is herniated. I'm going to bump her immune system for the rash. Tapping the skin points to help move the rash along. Excuse me. And there we go. Okay, balancing out. All right. So we got next. We've got Samaru. Okay. So I'm just looking at you. Oh, you've typed it twice. Okay, well, I'll do the last one. Zen mind. Okay, so reduce the side of the... Left arm, right leg. Left arm, right leg. Okay, you're a little more explicit, so we'll go down to you on the bottom here. Okay, so... Okay, reducing here. Okay, so we're just kind of seeing in our minds a dissolving going on. It's amazing how the mind works and how, thoughts become things. Like you can think of somebody and they're thinking of you, and you can send them support and they can feel it, you know. So it's just amazing how sensitive we are. But at the same time, how we don't listen. How we just kind of, well, I know that, but I sort of thought about it, or I listened to somebody else. So you need to listen to yourself. Listen to yourself. Okay, shrinking her down here. Okay, and let's look at the spinal cord here. So I'm just going to send energy. I'm just going to kind of go right from the occipital ridge here and just force energy down. So I don't mean to be brutal, but we're just going to shove energy right down the spine here. Let your body do with what it wants. I can direct it, but ultimately you got to want your body does what it needs. Feeling some pain points, so at the same time, not Tong Ren, but if you're okay with it, I'm just going to throw some healing salve in there, healing goop in there, just putting it in. It's going in emerald green, and it's actually staying emerald green, so it's going to kind of just cover your spine with this wonderful energy that's kind of like Play-Doh, but a little bit gooier than Play-Doh. And much, much prettier. Again, that should help just sort of loosen things up. Okay, there we go. Nerve pain in the left arm. Okay, on the left side, neck to shoulder. Alright, she's definitely moving. Okay, here we go. Coming out the side. Okay, get that shoulder. And last but not least, left arm. Okay, it's on the right leg now. Okay, and so we're going to do the same for all of those pain areas. Is we're just going to kind of douse it with, fill you with this wonderful healing salve. That's like, this is the consistency of honey. I'm going to let it be a little bit more supportive. Okay, there we go. Okay, just balancing you out. And we're going to tap the emotional points as well. Just give you a little bit more support. Okay, there you go. Okay, so we've got Allison. Yeah, my little grandson's doing just fine. So, he's pretty well just eat, sleeping, and pooping. And actually, there's facial expressions as well, which is interesting. Okay, so here, should I be the answers? Okay, good. So that's working for you, the sort of looking at your heart. That's excellent. Okay, so here we go. We're working on Coco, and it's right, let's do the spine and come down. I don't know if I'm going to get everybody done, so just kind of hook yourself in and into the collective. I'm going to go till 2 o'clock. So if I don't get everybody done, my apologies. But you have to book a private session if you want more. Or back on Thursday. Or else you can come back and replay. So mostly we seem to hit all the points. So if, even though you think, oh, well, she didn't get to me, I actually did. So, okay, coming down the spine here. Shoulder leg, knee bonds. And we'll do with Coco the same thing. We'll just give her one of those, some healing salve. Angel goop, somebody called it. There we go. She feels kind of detached from it, if that makes sense. Like, she knows her body's not 100%, but she's just kind of, you know, eh. I think the trendy word is meh that people are using now. Would you agree with me? Meh. Funny. All right. That's what she's kind of saying. All right, so with you, we're let's balance Coco. I'm going to do you together. Okay, so we're looking at you now. So we're up in that tight area here. Okay, so one of the things Allison's talking about is one of the exercises we did the other day is you just stop and you smile at your heart and just kind of smile inward at your heart and thank your heart for all the pumping it's done over the years and how it's supported the life you've had so far and how grateful you are. So actually, it really shifts the energy when you do that. So there you go. Okay, so we're looking at your throat chakra and your root chakra. Okay, your throat one again is looks like there's a little bit of an energy pile up in it. It's not too bad. Looks like it's looks like the maid quit on you here. The maid quit, and nobody's been doing the cleaning. So let's just get it all opened up. Okay, and down to the root chakra. Again, that one's really tight, so this is kind of the tribal one where you feel safe, where you have an identity of where you came from, and it's kind of your root chakra connects you. Okay, again, we'll just put some support under you, just under your feet here. Okay, there you go, Allison. Right, so what do we got rolling here? Hey, John. Kidneys, problem. Okay, so we've got the kidneys. Starting off with those. Okay, kidneys, the prostate. So we're going to put Samuel in on this one. Bladder, triglycerides. Okay, so let's just balance the body. Okay, it's not shifting. Why isn't it shifting? Sorry, I wasn't shifting, so. Okay. And balance you out. Okay, that triglycerid point seemed to be coming from not this back of front. This is where it needed to be opened. Hey, there you go, John. Okay, Alexandra, so the emotion, osteoarthritis in the knees. Okay, here we go. You might want to ask her if she's into this still, John, and tag me on that. It feels like she's not kind of into it today. Okay. Emotions. Sometimes we want to help other people and they don't really want help. I feel like I'm tapping in a vacuum at the moment. Okay, but that's all right. It's going in the collective. Okay, so we osteoarthritis. And down to the knees. The emotions and energy. So put energy into our lower dantian. Yeah, she's down a fair bit, so let's do everybody. So starting off with putting energy in the upper dantian, middle one, middle, sorry. Doing the whole group here. And let's get the lower one now. So I'm just going to keep going on the lower dantian. That's kind of under your belly button. And just keep tapping. Still down 20%. Okay, there we go. And so we're on to Anna in Russia. Another trip without leaving my chair. Okay, so plasma, lazy eye. Okay, there we go. Still going here. Okay, and then we're onto the lazy eye. And the emotional strength. And not pointing my fingers at anybody, but sometimes people kind of get emotional because that's kind of the pattern they have, or it's so, remember, this is the year where we're looking at ourselves, we're for self-care. So if you're one of these people that just, you might want to sort of take a look at yourself and ask, why am I going like this? Like, why am I kind of losing it? Is there any way I can put some techniques in place where I can calm myself? It's a little bit like a baby, you know. You want them to be able to self-soothe, if that makes sense. And so, you know, they suck their thumb or they suck a soother, or they have a little blankie or a teddy bear. So we want to be like that ourselves, as we want to find the things that help soothe us. Okay, so balancing Anna out, and here's Sandy. So, okay, she's in this round. So, okay, and stop doing the cataracts here. So it's just kind of everybody. I guess I've got to be quick with everybody, but also everybody's getting the benefit of it. So we could work on cataracts 3 or 4 times in one session, or low back, and you'll get the benefit of it every time. Okay, so there's Sandy and the migraines. Okay, balancing out. So there you go, John. Yeah, you look pretty good, John. Your energy's just a little bit lower today, but you look pretty good. Okay, we're on to Jazz 10. Pain across shoulders, shoulder blades, reduction in mucus, healthy liver, and detox from Lyme bacteria. Liver, lungs, and detox from Lyme bacteria. Okay, shoulders, blade, mucus. Okay, so let's just do the I'm gonna do the liver and okay, we're just gonna do the clearing of all the crap. So we're going to get rid of toxins and okay, so here we go. We're looking at anything that's toxins. So if you have cancer on the go here, you've had chemo, that's going to do it too. Okay, Jazz, we'll just start with the pain across the shoulders and the shoulder blades, and we'll get into the toxins. Okay, put padding on this too. Just going to roll the spine there for you. You're tight in where that bump is in your neck, you know, that little bit at the back. You're tight there. And just bringing energy out from the spine. Okay, looking at the mucus now. Pretty much as the lungs. Okay, so never mind. Okay, so tapping the lungs. Do one at a time. One and the right one, so okay, tapping the spine point at the lung spine point. I'll do the medulla here, also for the cardiovascular system, which includes the lungs. Okay. And now we're looking at detox here, so starting off with the liver. Elimination through the bowels and the regular poop direction and pee. Okay, bumping the immune system. And also tapping the skin to help you detox. One little trip back to the liver. Coming across. Okay, there you go. Okay, so hopefully that helped. Okay, on to Suzanne now. We're looking at stellar brain function, autoimmune for dry eyes and mouth. So here we go. Let's just do the autoimmune again. Autoimmune. Okay, up to the dry eyes and mouth. Okay, so there you go, balancing out. Okay, so we're on to Gwen now. Hey, Gwen. So sciatica right side, bursitis right hip, bladder health. So let's just come down the spine and let's get that sciatica. Focusing on more on the right than the left, but we don't want to leave the left out. We don't want it to feel neglected, so we'll do the left first. Sometimes when you work the better side, it affects the unbetter side. So sometimes an acupuncturist will put the needles in the the side that doesn't hurt and get results. So the body's a funny thing. Okay, moving on the right side now. So we're looking at the bursitis. Okay, looking at the sciatica. I'm just going to do a little brain tapping here, Gwen. I just don't know why, but a little voices in my head are telling me that. Okay, I'm banging on the brain now. Say balancing right and left hemisphere. Okay, that's not what we need. I'm optimizing the neck, part of the brain. That's what we needed. Okay. Okay, just opening up the sky window so the blood flows. Flow blood. Okay, coming up the brain stem, same thing as we're bringing energy up into the head. Okay, balancing right and left brain. Okay, there you go. Okay, Gwen, you are cooked. Okay, so we're on to JD now. Should do a little trip over to Facebook, see what's going on there. Hang on. So we got a few people over here. Okay, I'm gonna have to just okay, so we'll do two more and then we'll go over to Facebook. All right, here we go. Is that not opening up though? It's not listening to me. Oh, there it is. Okay, it's slow. All right, so we are on to Jadeen. I kind of did all this already, but oh, okay, there we go. Just you guys are one after another. Okay, right hip flexor, osteoarthritis, low back pain. So, what's going on here? Okay, here we go. Coming down. Okay, osteoarthritis. Down to the low back pain. Stopping at T7 to bring energy into that lower back. Okay, you're tight at L2. Like this is an old tightness. I'm asking, did she get it when she was dancing when she was younger? Did she get it when she was doing gymnastics? I got no. I don't know where it came from at this point. You didn't get this tightness from gymnastics or dancing. That's nice to know, eh? Okay, here we go. Right hip flexor. Okay, I'm just going to come all the way down the leg because we don't want the energy stuck up there. Want a nice even flow. Okay, and we've done this before. Same thing. I'm just going to put some of that healing salve. I know it's not tong rin, but it's intention. We're setting intention, which is what we're doing with tong rin. Okay. Right, balancing you out. Okay, so we're on to Patricia now. Hey, Patricia. Okay, psoriasis base the scalp. Okay, so let's do the psoriasis. Again, psoriasis is often made worse with stress, so we'll do that. Some of the stuff we've already covered, so we'll just kind of I'll tap through it real quick. Psoriasis on the left eyelid. It's not a handy place. Remember when I was a while ago, I had a business partner and we were doing things together, and I'm always kind of searching, well, why does my head hurt? Or why did that person walk in front of me? Or why am I hearing this? I'm just, everything is coming at me. It's got a meaning, right? And I remember him saying to me, Kathy, sometimes a cigar is just a cigar. I didn't believe him. A cigar has meaning too. So anyway, why are you getting psoriasis on your left eyelid? Okay, base of scalp as well. Okay, so we've done the stress. I wouldn't say stress always causes psoriasis, but it does not help. It just makes it worse. Okay, we're looking at the heart now. As well, parathyroid and thyroid. Okay, so you're a little bit low energy, but it feels like all the bullshit around you that's causing it. So, it's hard to shut yourself off. A friend phoned me yesterday and we started talking, and well, she just read this article and the truth was coming out, and it was all stressful, that whole conversation for the first 5 minutes. And then I'm thinking, oh my God, I got caught again. I got caught again. Somebody's read something and they're passing on the panic. Damn, they got me again. You're in it, and you don't realize you're in it until you, because you're talking to a friend, right? Who should know better? I know you're talking to a friend and you get caught up in it again. So it's kind of hard to make sure you miss it. Okay, there you go. Thyroid digestion we've done. So I'm just going to run down your digestive system. Because even if we've done it, like you're not everybody else, but you get the benefit of the other stuff. But you could have another issue there. So a lot of heaviness in your stomach. Let's give a little. It's okay. I have to check because if I whap it and it's kind of doesn't want to be whapped, it's not a good thing. But no, your stomach's fine with it. So I'm just gonna move the energy in your stomach. What have you been eating? That's all I can say. What's in this little tummy of yours? Okay, down to the lower. And there we go. Okay, so on to Samuel. Knees, oh good. Okay, heart. So we did the prostate already. We put him in with John. Okay, so just doing the heart here. This is a man, so you're saying steady, rhythmical heart. This is a man that dances to his own drummer. He follows his own drummer. Okay, again, the thyroid for him doesn't really need it that badly, but I'm up there. Okay, and let's just do the knees again. Doing the knees. Whew. As well, because that's a good energy entry point. The left one, so sorry, right one looks like it needs a little bit more. Okay, where are we? Okay, balancing out now. We've got you and Samuel balanced out, and we're on to Pippin. Weight balance. Okay. Okay, we've done weight already, but just quickly tap the points. There we go. Okay, so you guys are all balanced and opened. So we're gonna pop to Facebook, see what's going on over here. Facebook doesn't like me today for some reason. Why don't you? I'm gonna get up to the top. So don't let me get to the top. Can't get there. I can't get there. So, okay. So we're looking at Angela here to start off with. I can't get him to get any higher than her. Hypothyroidism, ITP, autoimmune, hives, and it's Angela. Hi, Angela. I'm back on the East Coast. Why is this not working? Not taking me up. Okay, here we go. So we'll do Angela. So hyperthyroidism. And then we'll. ITP. Oh, goodness. So in our minds, we look at the blood down to the cellular level, and we see it as balanced, we see it as flowing, we see it as perfect. We visualize it as being healthy. Any abnormalities we visualize as disappearing. Okay, let's do the rash now. I'll just start off by opening up all of the energy on the spine. And then we'll do the rat tap, the rash. Okay, so this is also in your field. Excuse me. Zoom for a second. Let's just it's okay. So clear from your body, and then you're gonna have to kick it out of your field as well. Okay, so just gonna move it out of the field. This is where you serve your smoker, and you might go, and then, oh, must be cancer. So at that point, it's actually not in your body. It's kind of a consciousness in your field. So I'm just going to get out of your field as well. And there we go. Okay, balancing you out there, Angela. Okay, so we're on to Jennifer now. We're on to lungs. Healthy lungs, healthy cells. That painting behind me that nobody's asked me about. It actually comes from a painter. I think his name is Lawrence. He painted on the streets in London, England, and people are actually looking for his stuff. My father bought it when he was over there, and there's actually two smaller paintings that go with it. And so when he bought it, I think it was still wet. And so he shipped it home, and my older sister, she unwrapped the parcel and opened it up, and oh my goodness, like a big chunk of paint had come off, because it was still wet, right? So so she's very inventive. She goes to the craft store, buys some paint, and she blobs it back on. So I got to tell you, I've looked at that painting I don't know how many times, and I cannot tell where she actually became the painter of that piece. But I kind of like it. It's people crowded and connected, and it's one of these old London streets. I really like it, actually. It has kind of a, it's an odd painting, so. But anyway, a street artist did it. We're probably looking at the early 70s, maybe. All right, so there we go for you there. Lungs, healthy cells. So let's just roll the cells as well. We haven't done that. Any cell problems. So we've done toxicity for them already. So let's just look at bioelectricity. So we're looking at anything that, and that would be an issue for you there. Okay, this is for, I mean, not just Jennifer, but I'm reading you. So, okay, healthy cells, it's toxicity. Okay, rolling down the spine here. Okay, we've done the virus and the detox. Let's just do that one more time. Optimizing the liver, the elimination process. Just tap the liver again. And do the spleen. Anti-inflammation. Okay, so we're focused on the cells themselves. Digestive enzymes optimize absorption from nutrition, nutrients. Okay, optimizing the oxygen into the cells. Okay, balancing the cells. Okay, so there you go, Jennifer. On to Trina now. This is for retinal health. Okay, and Kathy, you're welcome. I don't know if you've requested something above. If you have, I'll see if I can get up there again. But okay, so we're on to retinal health. This is for the eyes. Okay, and just looking at anything blocked on the way up. LI17 seems to be a little tight. Left side, right sides, they're both blocked. Hang on. Okay, just opening up LI17. And you're good. Okay, up into the eyes now. So let's just tap the eyes and send the energy back through and through the eyes along the whole system. Okay, also looking at the temple. And bringing energy into the eyes. Okay, it seems like the flow in is the issue, not the flow out. So concentrate on that. But we will pay a little bit of attention to where it's going, because things have to flow. So energy, blood, communication needs to go into the head, but it also needs to be come out as well. Your out's fine. Your in is almost fine. Okay. Tightness under the jaw. Okay, balancing you off now. Okay, so we're on to Anna. Tremors and knot in the right arm. So. Okay, we've done epilepsy, but this is tremors. Oh, okay, you're just joining in, Kat. Oh, good. Well, good to see you. Okay, balancing out, and you've got a knot in your right arm. Okay, so let's just look at the bringing the energy. Ah, let's hit the knot. Okay, so we're just whapping on the knot. Like a muscle knot. And again, remember, I'm not a doctor. I'm just looking at the energy field. So whatever I say, you need to do an internal check to say, to think, oh, yeah, that sounds feasible. Or, oh, wait a minute, she's full of you know what. Yeah, so you need to do a check-in with yourself. How dare she say that about me? But maybe she just hadn't thought about that, you know. Okay, balancing you out now. Okay, so I'm going to do one more try to get higher on this. I just can't seem to get higher. Let's see if I make it bigger. Will it go up? Please go up. No, it's not going up. Why can I not get higher? Oh, yes, I can. Okay, here we go. I'm going to be able to get everybody. Okay, so Teresa, teeth and digestion. And as we do this, we're going to think about positive energy for you. One thing I realize is, you know, we're humans. Like, we're spiritual beings in a human body living a human experience. And I don't know how many people said to me, you know, I'm not perfect. Well, who wants perfect? What is perfect? So, you're not broken. You're just living a human experience. There's nothing wrong with you just because you don't look like your favorite actress or actor. There's nothing wrong with you. You're just perfectly the way you should be. And we've done digestion, but we'll just kind of roll that as well. So we did the teeth. Now your gut feels a little weak, so let's just bring energy into that gut area. And your stomach as well. Esophagus is flowing okay. Okay, there you go. All right, we've got teeth. We did that. Over onto Maureen here. Hi, Maureen. Okay, so we're on to vision again. Don't think I'm going to get through everybody, but my apologies. We'll do it again. Okay, tapping the eyes here. And onto the shoulder and arm. So just bringing the energy out from the shoulder. So on to Joyce, healthy gut, bowel. Okay, hormone balance we've done. So we'll just kind of give you, just to give a little whap on all the parts, spots. Okay, we're looking at the gut. So really a good idea to kind of watch what you put in yourself. So it's you know, do you need a, I know Tom doesn't talk like this, but you know, do you need a probiotic? Do you need to build up your gut fauna, your gut bacteria? You know, are you eating too many chips? You know, just kind of ask your body. Don't be too hard on yourself, you know, but just ask your body, is this what I need? Is this what I want? Am I eating the right portions? You know, this is something you can figure out yourself. You don't need anybody else to be telling you, and nor do you need to feel guilty. So, portions are another thing. I'm just yakking away here, but you know, your stomach holds about, if you take your fist, that's about what your stomach can hold. So how big is your dinner size, you know? So you just need to kind of look at yourself and be honest with yourself. And don't be too hard on yourself. No point. Okay, here we go. Balancing out. Okay, so we've... Oh, great. My phone is talking to me again. Okay, so I think we got everybody. All right, so we finished Facebook. And now we're back to the Tongren site. And where do we leave off? Sorry, I've got to find it. There we go. There it is. Got too many screens open. Okay, so, and did we do you already, Tahoe? This is, I don't think we did. Okay. All right. So hernia, navel. Okay. Abdominal. So we're on Tahoe now. Okay. Okay, and a herniated navel. It's bringing energy into that area. I guess using that healing salt is kind of like just sending love to it as well. Appreciation. Well, like we all like to be appreciated. Okay, so there you go. And we're down at the lower bits, sort of sending energy into that whole lower area. Okay, there you go. Okay, balancing you out there. Okay, pancreatic brain energy, and we did the endocrine balancing. Okay, so we're onto the pancreas here. It's a little bit, we're just opening the blockages and then your body's going to take over. Okay, balancing brain energy we've done, do the endocrine balancing. I'm just going to just roll into your brain a bit here. Okay, there you go. Okay, so we're on to Noi here. Hi, how are you doing? I don't think we're going to get everybody, but I'll just keep going. Probably get another couple. Okay, so we've got Hashimoto's. But if I don't get to you, just remember you've been in the collective, so. And type in earlier next time. Okay, Hashimoto's, immune. Okay, this is for all of your group. Okay, putting some energy into the batteries. Kind of getting, we did this already for the whole group, so you guys are already topped up. I'm still tapping anyway. Why am I tapping anyway when you're all full up? And you have to remember, too, that you are where you are. So a lot of times, particularly when I'm dowsing, I say, you know, put it to optimum. So sometimes optimum is only this much, or it could be this much. It just depends on what your body can handle. So, you know, sometimes it's just one baby step at a time. So, and sometimes it isn't. So, with your body is not, it's similar to other people's, but you're not anybody else. You're just perfectly yourself. Okay, so there we go. Memory we've done. I'm just going to tap the points again. Okay, I'm also going to tap kidney one because that's good for memory. We didn't do that before. It's good for shooting it right at the legs, right to the brain, right at the kidney meridian. Good for balancing stroke. Okay, so stroke here, prevention. Okay, balancing out. Okay, so next of all, we've got wall tire here, and I think we did this already. And sorry, I'm going to cut every short or something, so you gotta get a few more. Okay, we did the anxiety, so I'm just going to do a quick tap. We've done both the emotional points and the angel points, so. Okay, balancing out. Okay, on to Mary Jane. Oh, you're calling me grandma. As if I don't feel like one yet. So, okay, autoimmune lungs. Let's see. Okay, again. So, because we've already done these points, when I tap you, it's like you're almost open, except your neck's tight. So, I'm just kind of going where I see the blockages. So. That looks good, except the next time. Okay, there we go. Lungs as well. Okay, on to your boy, William, depression. Like, I don't know, you can support people, but bottom line is they, you know, how do you get out of this, you know? What's the point of change? Okay, so I'm just going to do his heart chakra. Looks like that needs a little bit of support. Very kind energy here. And balancing William out. I think we're past the hour here. So, okay, so unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to get to everyone. Okay, so Mary, Rosemary, are you still on? No, you're not. So, okay, I won't have a conversation. All right, so let's just take everyone. So we've done the balancing and the clearing of your fields, and we've gotten rid of all the negative stuff around you. And if you want to call it back in, you feel free to do so. But it wouldn't be my choice, but you want to do it, that's okay. So unless we have to just keep doing the same thing until we get pissed off at ourselves. So anyway, here we go. So just clearing everyone's energetic field, grounding everyone down to the center of the earth, to the eighth chakra, rolling up your whole chakra line, so we can do this fairly quickly, is just make sure they're all connected. Okay, and we'll just do a quick cleaning of the body chakras. Just gonna just kind of like I'm sweeping the door, sweeping the porch in front of each one, and just making sure they're working. Okay, there you go, and the eighth one. Right. So we've got everybody grounded. We've got your vibration balanced with the earth. We've got you balanced with the Schulman resonance. And we're going to take a nice little blanket for everybody, a little energetic healing blanket, and we're going to bring it up over you. If you want, you can wrap it around as well. You can breathe through it, so you can take it over your head if you want, or not. You can just put it on areas that bother you if you just want to bring it up to your knees. That should last 2 or 3 days. Okay, and we're just going to check everybody's protection bubbles. So these are little bubbles that just kind of give you a little bit of space, energetic space. So in a bubble, everybody that haven't got one. And those that have, just checking to make sure they're all there. All right, you're good to go. So, wow, thank you for being with me today. I'm back Thursday. Thursday, I don't take requests. I'm just going to roll through all the systems, energy, autoimmune. So you're welcome to join me then. You can type your requests in, because remember, this is a two-way street. What you're looking for is also looking for you. So when you put your requests out to the universe, which could be just typing them in on the net here with me, things happen. It's all about intention. So have a great day. Thanks for hanging out with me for this last while, and we'll catch you all again soon.